Tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Thanks, Pat. Our prize this week, win a supplement and well-being hamper to the value of €160 from the Healthy House Health Store. They're based at the Square in Care, and it's a one-stop shop, I'm told, for all of your supplements and well-being needs, and you can find out more. Healthhouse.ie is the website there. Now, we're giving the hamper away at the end of the week, and we're looking for a finalist every day based on your interaction with us by WhatsApp and text 083-311-3311. Now, for the last week, we've been shining a spotlight on dementia, and not just the people who are diagnosed, but also their families and friends and caregivers as well. I was delighted to meet Emma O'Brien over the last couple of days. Emma is an occupational therapist in the Memory Technology Resource Room in Clonmel, and I spoke to her about the important work that she does with people with dementia.
So the occupational therapist at the Memory Technology Library works closely with individuals with dementia to really look at how their day is on a very practical level and how they're functioning and how dementia or memory loss has affected that. And the occupational therapist, which is myself here, we would look at problem solving together by using simple practical strategies like prompts or reminders, or sometimes using assistive technologies to support and compensate where maybe memory is letting the person down in their day-to-day. So the OT role is really about staying independent, staying safe, engaging in meaningful activity, but ensuring that it's at a level that the person can engage with and is supported.
That's very interesting. So the occupational therapist role in your case is rather different to what we might be used to in the community, Emma.
In a way, it's very unique and it's specific to people with dementia. And I suppose the Memory Technology Library is the only one in Clonmel, in South Tipperary. Here, people would make an appointment, come in and sit down with the OT for a good hour, if not more, to really work through where the issues are and use assistive technology or use strategies or support people in simple things like even using a diary and, you know, establishing good routines like that, having a schedule, all these things that really buffer and support the memory. So there's a bit more time with the OT role here than it might be in the community, which can often be around, independent living at home and reaches all age groups from, you know, children to older adults. But here it's very specific around memory, and we would do a bit around post-diagnostic support and certainly a bit of cognitive rehab as well and try and implement them into the one-to-one sessions, which unfortunately now we're down to and we've stopped our groups. But it's very unique and it's tailored really for the person here.
Do you deal with the families and the loved ones of those diagnosed with dementia as well, Emma?
Absolutely, yes. Very much. The service is open to family members or carers, even healthcare professionals, and the person with the memory problems. Anyone can self-refer, so they can contact and make an appointment. And that's anybody. If it is a family member, we can do joint sessions as well, which is really quite good and can be really important for the person with dementia, as typically the nature might be that their memory short-term is affected. So it's really good to have someone like a partner or a family member who can equally support the new piece of technology, the setup of it, or if it's to support just a new strategy, you know, that you have that someone there to help you and to prompt you to it. But it's really educational as well for family members, and the nurse is often here as well, who can talk through different concerns as well that might be there.
You mentioned there about the technology, the memory technology. How does that work, and what benefits are from that?
Yeah, there's a huge range now available. Simple things such as the orientation clock, which will automatically change the day and the date. And this can be really the simplest thing that affects people. And especially now when routine since COVID has been, you know, hampered, our days are quite the same. And mistaking a day can have a knock-on effect where you might forget an appointment or you arrive a day early to an appointment. And it can really demonstrate quite, you know, negatively like that, or you're confused in place and or you've missed something, which is the most important. So an orientation clock will tell you the day, and keeping that simply with a schedule or a board, a whiteboard, can be quite a nice place to go and get that information daily, that, you know, that to schedule you for the day. The other types might be things like simple remote controls. These can be very challenging for people. So you might have a simple remote control with very few buttons on it, or other really nice ones are key finders. So there's a lot of simple assistive technologies that will support medication. And equally, as things progress, it might be more for the carer, and it might be things around sensors to identify if somebody's up and if they're at risk of a fall. You might have a bed sensor or a floor mat or something that will notify when the person has gotten up. And this is helpful if someone is at high risk of a fall, and also helpful for the carer who might be having a very light sleep because they're constantly keeping their ear out in case the person gets up. So there's a range from very small, simple things to a bit more higher tech, GPS even, and tracking. So there's a lot of technologies, and we try to really give best information, give real consideration around the use of it, and hope to support the decision in either getting a piece of technology or not.
What about getting access to you? Is the case that you're referred, or how does that work?
So you can be referred, and we do receive referrals, but we really try to keep this service as accessible and, you know, to the public and anyone who wants the information. So it is, you can self-refer, and that would just mean that you pick up the phone, you dial the number. We have a good a website as well with all of that information. It's the South Tipperary Dementia.ie website, and our number is on that, and you know, people can just ring and make an appointment. We don't have huge waiting lists, which is great. You know, we try to see people as soon as we can, and people will come in. And during COVID, we've been able to adapt slightly. We, you know, I suppose the person can't walk around now and pick up all the technologies that are on display, but we certainly have it that we can still demonstrate, show the technologies, talk through the strategies, and just try and provide then links to where they can buy it. So we don't sell anything here, but we do give information on it and where you can buy that product then as well. So it gives people a chance to really say, look, I think that might be worth it, or, you know, that looks a bit too difficult to set up, whatever it might be. They have the chance to talk through here.
I'm just wondering before we go, because I'm always conscious there may be people listening to us, Emma, who have been recently diagnosed with a dementia, or indeed those whose, you know, loved ones have been diagnosed. What advice do you have for them?
Well, I think it's really good to have a sit down and talk with us here. I think the Memory Technology Library and the Living Well with Dementia service in general here in South Tip is quite good, and it's a good point to come in and chat through the concerns that you are having at the moment, or even just to for us to kind of confirm that what you're doing is what you know you're doing as well, to continue doing this, maybe put in a support here such as a calendar, or start introducing these protective strategies that become, you know, something that you can fall back on and double check with. So the nurses here, and I do think coming here is quite good, and to chat through anything, and then also to be a point of contact for education, for anything coming up, that we would be here to discuss any concerns. And we try to stay with people throughout the this process, you know, and that they can always return and gather more information as needed and at the right time, and not to overwhelm people at the beginning. Everyone is different and everyone will experience it differently, so you know, they can get reassurance of that in the Memory Technology Library.
And your website again is?
It's southtipperarydementia.ie.
All right. Emma, really good to talk to you today, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
That's Emma O'Brien there, and Emma is occupational therapist in the Memory Technology Resource Room in Clonmel. Now, in South Tipperary and Carlow Kilkenny areas, there are 313 children in foster care. But as you can imagine, COVID has had a major effect on services, so much so that there's now a national campaign to try to recruit foster carers. Shirley Brosnan is a social worker and she joins me now. Good morning to you, Shirley.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. How difficult are things at present, Shirley?
I suppose COVID has played an impact on, mainly, I suppose,